This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Today, the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library in Boston released the last of what were clandestinely made audio tapes from the Kennedy White House. The archival recordings are hard to understand at times, but as WBUR's Deborah Becker reports, they shed new light on President Kennedy's professional and personal lives.
The tapes are the final 45 hours of 248 hours that President Kennedy secretly recorded while in office. These tapes are from the final 3 months of his life in the fall of 1963.
It symbolizes that we reached the end of a huge milestone for the Kennedy Library, and that this is something that we've been working on systematically for the last 10 years.
Maura Porter is a declassification archivist at the Kennedy Library. She says it's unclear why exactly JFK set up the secret recording device in the White House in the spring of 1962, but she says what can be learned from these recordings is invaluable. For example, the recording of this meeting in September 1963 with President Kennedy and a Defense Department official and a State Department official. He asked them why they have conflicting opinions of the Vietnam War.
You both went to the same country?
You both went to the same country? The president quipped. Well, I mean, how is it that you get such different... And the president changes his thought. This is not a new thing. This is what we've been dealing with for 3 weeks. On the one hand, you get the military saying the war is going better. And on the other hand, you get the political opinion. What is the reason for the difference? I'd like to have an explanation what the reason is for the difference.
It must be incredibly frustrating.
Again, archivist Maura Porter.
It's historically frustrating to know that the president was trying to come up with answers and he wasn't been given the pieces from his advisors. And so I think a lot of historians will find it not surprising, but very interesting to hear all of this sort of play out in the president's own voice.
The tapes also show John F. Kennedy as a father to then 6-year-old Caroline and 3-year-old John Kennedy. Here he is introducing the children to Russian Foreign Minister Andrei Gromyko.
You can just open the door there. Just have you say hello to my daughter and son. Come in a minute. Say hello. You want to say hello to the minister? Do you want to say hello to John?
These tapes contain other moments that now seem especially poignant. One of the last recorded meetings was November 19, 1963, the day before JFK left for Dallas. Here he is arranging a meeting, possibly for Tuesday, November 26th.
I will see him. When is he here? Monday? Well, that's a tough day. And the response, it's a hell of a day, Mr. President. He'll be coming back here, though, I understand, on Friday, because I offered to entertain him at dinner. Again, the president, I'm going to be at the Cape on Friday, so I'll see him Tuesday.
Of course, President Kennedy never made it to that meeting or to the Cape. He was assassinated on Friday, November 22nd, 1963. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.